Hi. This week the question is, what's the correct way to choose a new pope? On February 28, 2013, Pope Benedict XVI stepped down from being the pope of the Roman Catholic Church. His reign as pope lasted about 2 months shy of 8 years. Pope Benedict XVI retired, citing health reasons. He felt he was too feeble and tired to continue performing his duties as a pope. And this was the first time in almost 600 years that a pope resigned his office. After Benedict's resignation, it became time to choose a new pope. There are 207 cardinals worldwide, but only 115 of them are allowed to vote. These 115 cardinals gather in the Sistine Chapel, which stands inside the walls of the Vatican City, and a papal conclave is held, wherein the 115 cardinals will vote. To become a new pope, one man has to receive a two-thirds majority vote. The USA Today reports the following after the first round of voting occurred on March 12, 2013. Here's what they say, quote, "Black smoke poured from a chimney at the Vatican's Sistine Chapel late Tuesday, signaling that a new pope had not been elected in the first round of voting by the conclave of cardinals. The 115 cardinals will reconvene Wednesday and are scheduled to hold 4 votes each day until 2/3 of their ballots bear the name of the same man. No new pope was no surprise. A pope has not been elected on the first ballot in centuries. After each vote, the Vatican will release smoke from the chapel chimney. Black smoke means no 2/3 majority, so no new pope. White smoke means we have a winner. Many hundreds braved the rain and cold in St. Peter's Square on Tuesday to see the almost inevitable black smoke that signaled the end of day one of the conclave." End quote. Now, here's the question that we're asking on Bible Talk this week. What is the correct way to choose a pope? What does the Bible say? Now, I'm going to read to you what the Bible says about choosing a pope. Are you ready to hear what the Bible says? Here it is. Nothing. The Bible says absolutely nothing about how to choose a pope, because the Bible is absolutely silent about popes, papal conclaves, and other innovations brought in by the Roman Catholic Church. Here's the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Lord's Church found in the Bible. In the Bible, the head of the Lord's church was not a man, but the Lord himself. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Jesus is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." Jesus is the head of the church, according to the Bible. Jesus is the one with the preeminence, not any man. The idea of men casting votes in a secret conclave for several days until a 2/3 majority vote is taken has absolutely no divine authority whatsoever. This practice originated with uninspired men, and although it is a practice that's been around for centuries, it is still without one shred of divine authority, no matter how long it's been practiced. Furthermore, the Roman Catholic Church is not concerned that they have no scripture for what they're doing, because the Roman Catholic Church believes the Pope has supreme authority in the church, not the scriptures. Let me say that again so that there's no misunderstanding about what I'm saying. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that the Pope has supreme authority over the church, not the scriptures. The Roman Catholic Church pays only lip service to the scriptures. On the one hand, they say they believe the Bible, but they do not believe each man has a right to read the Bible for himself and from his own reading reach the conclusions that are different from the Roman Catholic Church. The only official interpretation allowed is the interpretation which the Roman Catholic Church hands down. Therefore, the Pope and his official interpretation are the supreme authority in the Roman Catholic Church, not the Scriptures themselves. In other words, the Scriptures are subject to the Church and to the Pope. The Church is not viewed as being subject to the Scriptures. This being the case, when the average person reads Colossians 1 verse 18 and draws a conclusion that Jesus is the head of the church and that Jesus should have the preeminence, well, the average person has no right to draw that conclusion. Instead, according to the Roman Catholic Church, we must accept the official conclusion from the Pope, which is Jesus is not the sole head of the church. Jesus shares his throne with the Pope, and the Pope is as authoritative as Jesus himself. Now, I realize that the Roman Catholic Church will not say these things so plainly, but what we've just studied is the essence of what the Roman Catholic Church teaches. So in conclusion, there is no Bible way of choosing a new pope. The Pope is not the head of the church. Jesus is the only head. The ultimate authority for the church are the Scriptures, which the Lord gave. And an official interpretation of the Scriptures given by the Pope ends up making the Pope the ultimate authority, not the Scriptures. And this simply is wrong. It is sinful. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.